Mary Grove College in Detroit will close for good this December. The school was founded by the Sisters of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in Monroe in 1905 and moved to Detroit in 1927. The college says financial struggles are the reason it's closing. Detroit Free Press columnist Nancy Caffer has been covering the story and joins me now. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Doug.
Mary Grove College stopped offering undergraduate degrees about 2 years ago. Finances were also the problem at that time. The school had about $25 million in debt. What were the main issues that got Mary Grove into financial trouble over the years?
Declining enrollment is probably the biggest and worst problem. The recession wasn't great for the school. Detroit's population loss hasn't been great for the school. The Catholic K through 12 system has been shrinking, and so there aren't these feeder schools that send Catholic high school graduates to Catholic schools. All this stuff sort of wraps up to have enrollment just steadily decline year after year. As this happens, you know, the college gets more in debt, $25 million in debt with a $20 million a year operating budget. This was back when they made the decision to close the undergraduate college. That's what kind of landed them in that situation.
Mary Grove has been operating only as a graduate school for about 2 years. It currently only has 305 students. What was the plan for it to operate as a graduate school, and how did that end up falling short?
So when they decided that they had to close the undergraduate degree program, the folks running the school, most of whom are alumni, which is really a part to this story that's just heartbreaking, they were trying desperately to think of any way that they could continue to have a viable higher education institution at that site. And what they thought about was graduate school. It's got a different set of cost structures to it. They thought about offering some online-only programs. I mean, they had graduate programs there. And they thought, you know, if we shrink, we cut some costs, and we really heavily recruit and market, perhaps we can stay open as this graduate-only institution.
Colleges are, in the end, about the students. With Mary Grove closing after the upcoming fall semester, what will the options be for those 300-plus students who have yet to finish their degrees?
For students who are within a year of degree completion, they have reached agreements with Oakland University for the students to be able to finish their degrees there, and they said that they'll make similar arrangements with other schools as necessary.
Nancy, the college had strong support from the Kresge Foundation, which has invested heavily in Detroit's west side. That's where Mary Grove's 53-acre campus is. How did the Kresge Foundation try to help, and how does Mary Grove's closing affect the broader plans for that part of Detroit?
The Kresge Foundation stepped up, started paying some carrying costs for the college. At the time that Mary Grove started to have these troubles, the Kresge Foundation's president and CEO, Rip Rapson, talked about how this was a really unique opportunity. And, you know, in Detroit, we've seen what has happened when big anchor institutions, you know, become derelict, the train station, the Packard plant, and how, you know, if we could go back in time, we would stop that from happening because of the ripple impact on the areas around those places. And so he had said that for Kresge, this was kind of a no-brainer. If you can stop a big, significant institution like this from falling into decline, you're going to do it. So they had jumped in to try to make that happen.
So, Nancy, what is next for the Mary Grove College campus and its assets?
So there's a partnership between the University of Michigan School of Education, the Detroit Public Schools Community District, Kresge, and some others to open what they call a P through 20 campus there this fall. This is going to be preschool through community college school. The idea is that it will be something that's much better suited at taking kids from that they call cradle to career. They're going to have a different kind of teacher training program there that's modeled more on a doctor's residency. It's all, I think, important to note, really in line with the institutional mission of the Immaculate Heart of Mary Sisters, who have been committed to education and equity and social justice and all these other issues. And it was really important to them that this not become a pricey real estate development or a new shopping area. They want the mission to continue.
Nancy Caffer is a columnist with the Detroit Free Press. You can also follow her on Twitter at Nancy Caffer. Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.